नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभुज अपियरेंस डे फेस्टिवल सो वी विल ट्राई टू ग्लोरीफाई Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to my capacity. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appearance day, is the greatest boon in the midst of nasty yuga called Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, there is very little chance for living entity to be delivered because of not favorable circumstances, atmosphere, and people are general also. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadruta, kalo asmin yuge jana. People are also very unfortunate, very less in intelligence. Manda sumanda matayo. Very less intelligence. Mandabhagya, very unfortunate. Upadruta, and very much aggrieved or surrounded by disease. Upadruta. So under such circumstances, practicing Krishna Bhakti is very difficult. And we have seen that with evolving history. Before Lord Buddha, it was very ghastly situation. People were killing unnecessarily on the plea of Vedic literature, yajna. So much degradation of civilization. And then Lord Buddha came and he said, stop this jagavidhi. And he criticized Vedas. Nindasi jagga vidhi rahasruti jatam. He criticized and he threw away Vedas, which is very unfortunate situation. Vedas are none other than Supreme Personality of God. And Supreme Personality of God in garb of Saktavesha Avatar Buddha is kicking away the Vedas. So then Lord Shiva came as Shankaracharya and he kicked him out of Bharatvarsh, Bharat, India. He kicked the Vedas and Shankaracharya kicked him out of India where Vedas were very much practiced and very much honored as scriptures. So Shankaracharya also had to disguise the philosophy, minimize the philosophy. Why? Because the people in general, mandasu, mandamatayo, mandabhagya, upadruta, unfortunate people, having no intelligence of any kind, mandamati, mandamatayo. So that's why Lord Shiva, he is greatest of all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, Puranam idam tatha. He is the greatest Vaishnava. So, Lord Shiva, Shankaracharya, kalo brahman murtina. He came as a brahman and he brought the Vedas back into human society. But human society was so much degraded that he could not give them absolute truth in absolute way, topmost way. He knew topmost way. Lord Shiva, Gopiswar, he knew, he knows. Lord Shiva vetti, Sukha vetti, Vyasa vetti, Na vetti. Lord Shiva knows. Ye rasa no swada sankar jane, ke jane sukha jogi re. Kai eka jane vrajani re gopi. बने नरसयो भोगी रे, ये रसनो स्वाद शंकर जान। शंकर लॉर्ड शिवा नोज ए रस, दिस टॉप मोस्ट माधुर्य रस इन विप्रलंबा इन टॉप मोस्ट वे ही नोज, बट ही कुड नॉट गिव। यू कैन गिव एज मच एज द पात्र, अकॉर्डिंग टू पात्र यू कैन गिव। जस्ट लाइक द सी टाइग्रेस और ट्राइग्रेस मिल्क is very condensed and potent. If you put in any metal, it will melt. But it has to have right patra, gold patra. So you can give as much as somebody can take. Same thing, lecture, you can give lecture according to the audience. So Lord Shiva, in garb of Shankaracharya, could not give whatever he wanted to give. He was a devotee of Lord Krishna, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. And he also made so many other songs or ashtaks, like Jagannath Ashtak and Krishna. He expressed himself, when can I go to Vrindavan? Lord Shankaracharya, he said, when can I go to Vrindavan? On Suradhani Tate, on Jamuna, bank of Jamuna. And I will sing loudly, Govind Gopal. He knew, but he could not give it to general populace. So that's why he devised monism, Advaitavad, meaning that let's bring Vedas in midst of human society. But soham Tattvamasi, especially Tattvamasi, Sarvedam Idam Khal Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Everything is Brahma means everything is godly, God. You are God, I am God. Whatever Tattvamasi, Tat Aham Asi, Tattvamasi, whatever way that Sandhi. But whatever you are, I am the same, that very same personality. Monism. Everything is one. Sarvedam idam kalva brahma. Aham brahmasmi. I am Brahma, you are Brahma. And everything is Brahma. But it's not so, but it's in order to bring them. Just like Prabhupada gives the example, a wife is a lady, woman. Mother is also woman. Sister and daughter is also woman. Yes, they are women, but you cannot behave with all of them same way you are behaving with your wife. There is a variegatedness. So Shankaracharya brought whole society back into under the Vedas, back into Vedic culture. So this is Kali Yuga. What can be done? And then Lord Shankaracharya, he bought general populace, focused them into Vedas, and then Ramanujacharya came, and Ramanujacharya, he said, Advaita, yes, but there is Visishtata, there is some peculiarity, Visisht Advaita Vad, Visisht Advaita Vad, that Atma and Paramatma, Brahma, basically, that's the word, Brahma. Atma and Brahma, they are simultaneously, they are Advaita, they are one, but there is some difference. He brought some difference, Ramanuja. And then Dvaitavad, the Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya came, Dvaita, that both are separate and they remain separate forever. The living entity, the soul, the Atma, cannot become one with Super Soul, Paramatma, Krishna. Cannot. Mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. That this living entity is my eternal fragmental part and parcel. It doesn't become one. He remains my part and parcel. for eternity. Anadi tattva, jiv, ishvara and maya. This is anadi. Jiv, yatma, brahma and maya. Jiv, ishvara, maya. So, Madhvacharya, Dvaitavad, both are separate. And one is God and another one is subject, part and parcel, living entity. So that is called Dvaitavad, this is Advaitavad. So Shankaracharya Advaita and Madhvacharya, he bring philosophy up to Dvaita. And then Lord Chaitanya came in the same sampradaya as Madhvacharya and he added into this philosophy Dvaita. He said Achinta, Dvaita and also Advaita. Dvaita and Advaita and Achinta. Achinta, Bed, Abed. Abed, Advaita, Bed, Dvaita and Achinta. Inconceivable. If you go on thinking, if you go on rationalizing or go on making philosophy up to the last extent, then you will not come into conclusion with your own little intelligence. In other words, it will remain achinta. Just don't try to scrutinize so much. You don't have to go into so much depth. Just accept that achinta, bed and abed. Bed means they are different. How they are different? In their quantity, in their kad, in their size, in their capacity. So living entity, spirit soul is minute. Nothing can be smaller than jiva. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that in smallest thing, sukshma, I am the jiva. Nothing smaller than jiva. And nothing bigger than Krishna. Vibhu. Krishna is Vibhu. Bigger than the biggest. And he is smaller than the smallest. Anyo, Aniyat, Mahato, Mahiyat. Krishna. Bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. So this is abed. This is difference between two. So what is abed? Abed means they both, living entity and Krishna, God, they are having same nature, sat, chit, ananda nature, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So, quality same, sat, chit, ananda. So that's what we are, sat, chit, ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Same quality, Krishna has same quality and living entity has same quality. That is how they are same. They are bed and abed. Abed, they are same in quality. Bed, that they are different. They are, one is minute, one is greater than greatest and smaller than smallest. So this is achinta. And this is inconceivable. It is not stopping at this point that achinta, bed, abed, we understood. Okay, smaller than smallest, bigger than biggest is Krishna, and living entity is smallest, and this is a difference, and not difference means they both Sachidanand, spiritual, and we understood everything. No, it doesn't stop there. It looks very simple. It is inconceivable. If you go in the depth of philosophy, you will not able to come to conclusion very easily. So Lord Chaitanya, he lapped it at that point. Achinta, Beda, Beda, Tattva. I was not meant to discuss this philosophical aspect, but we are on it. So let's go on. So this is Achinta, Beda, Beda, Tattva. So then what is the philosophy, nutshell philosophy of Lord Chaitanya? So nutshell philosophy of Lord Chaitanya is stated in Mata Manjusa. Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanaya tad dham vrindavanam ramya kvachit upasana vrajavadu vargena va kalpita srimad bhagavatam pramanam amalam prema pumartho mahan iti sri chaitanya mahaprabhu matam iti sri chaitanya mahaprabhu mata tatra adara na paraha. This is para, this is topmost philosophy. There is no philosophy more higher than what is enunciated by Lord Chaitanya. This is the topmost philosophy. Topmost. Nothing higher. All acharyas, they come up with so many philosophy. And even some of the acharya came up with such a bad philosophy. They are not even acharya, you can see, it's called philosopher. So, like atheistic charvak philosophy and so many Kanad and Vaisheshika and so many of them, so many philosopher. But Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is topmost philosophy. Nobody can equate. It is so much. Mat Manjusa, what does he say? Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesatanaya Tad Dham Vrindavanam. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nutshell philosophy. That the out of all aradhanas, the topmost aradhana is aradhana of Vrajesh Nanda Maharaj, Tanaya, Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. Tanaya, Vrajesha Tanaya, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Vrajesha Tanaya, Tad Dham Vrindavanam. And how? Not that you worship Krishna alone. Worshipping Krishna alone is not recommended by Lord Chaitanya. Aradhyo Bhagavan, Vrajesha Tanaya, Tad Dham Vrindavanam, along with Vrindavan, you have to worship him. You have to worship Krishna along with Radharani, along with gopis, bhakte sahit Bhagavan ki upasana. Only worshipping God is not topmost. Worshipping God along with his eternal associates, Parikar, along with Radharani, along with gopis, along with Vrindavan. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesa Tanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. And worshipping only Radharani is also not recommended. Worshipping only Guru is also not recommended. You have to worship Krishna along with Vrindavan, Radharani, along with his associates, along with his dham, name, form, pastime, paraphernalia. You have to worship him along with, not just him. Many sampradayas, they worship only Guru. That is bogus, completely bogus. They have picture of their Guru and in their altar and no Radha Krishna, no nothing. That's bogus. Worshipping Baba and Bapu only is bogus, completely bogus. So along with Vrindavan, Krishna along with his name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, devotees, Radharani, gopis. And how one should worship Lord Krishna and Radharani? So it is stated in next line. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesatanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kvachitupasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. Vrajavadu, gopis, Vrajavadu, Krishna Vadu, Krishna's Vadu, Krishna Vadvaha, that is Bhagavat. Like gopis, they worship Krishna and Radharani. That is how one should worship. So this is topmost instruction, that you have to worship Krishna, Radha Krishna, just like gopis worship Radha Krishna. And how did gopi worship Radha Krishna? In a loving separation, in a vipralamba seva. in separation, in intense separation. Not that I got Krishna and I know Krishna and I had a dream about Krishna, I saw Krishna. No, in intense separation we have to worship Him. Like our Sadgoswamis, He Radhe Vrajadevi Kecha Lalite, He Nanda Suno Kutaha, Goshanta Iti Sarvato Vrajapure, Khedair Mahavihuvalo, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugo, Sri Jiva Gopalako. With intense mood of separation, where are you? Where are you? Where can I find you? Are you Radha Kunda Tate Kalindi Tanaya Tirecha Vansi Vate? Where are you? Are you on Radha Kund? Radha Kunda Tate Kalindi Tanaya Tire? Are you on Jamuna, bank of Jamuna? Kalindi Tanaya Tirecha Vamsi Vate? Are you on Vansi Vat? Where are you? Vansi Vate. Radha Kunda Tate Kalindi Tanaya Tirecha Vansi Vate. Premon Madhava Sad Sesha Dasaya Grastav Pramattav Sada Gayantav Chakada Harer Gunavaram Bhava Vibhuto Muda Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. So this is Lord Chaitanya's philosophy we are discussing. Intense separation mood. Not that I got Krishna and I am very elevated. I got Krishna. I got Krishna. No, always longing for Krishna and Radharani. Where are you? Lord Chaitanya also said in Sista Astak, last sloka, Aslishya va padaratam pinastu mam adarashanat maramahatam karotu va yathatathava vidadatulam pato mat prananathastu saev naparah. This is a mood of worship. You can do whatever you like with me. You can make me broken hearted by not being present in front of me. Or you can kick me. Or you can become lumpat. You can go to other gopis. Whatever you like. You are the Lord of my heart. You can do whatever you like. But I am your unconditional servant. Birth after birth. Mama janmani janmani. So this is the mood. So let me go. I think nutshell philosophy we can learn. Let me finish quickly this sloka. So then this is the method of worship of Radha Krishna. Like gopis, in like a manjari bhav, gopi bhav. We don't have time to discuss this manjari bhav or gopi bhav. But this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya and his associate. All six Goswamis are manjaris. And they are worshipping Radha Krishna into pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Kunja Nikunja. So this is the topmost method of worshipping that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established. And then Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. That Srimad Bhagavat is spotless Puran. Bhasyanam Brahma Sutranam. It is the natural commentary of Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta, Ved. It is a natural commentary. It is the ripened fruit of Vedic literature. Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam Sukha Mukhyat Amritadrava Sanyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. This is Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Puran, and that is the Granth. Bhagavat Puran is the scripture one should read over and over and over. Nothing else. Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Sluke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistike. This Bhagavat is a mature fruit of Vedic literature. It is written at the maturity of Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva matured himself after writing immense literature, he writes Bhagavatam. So that is the book to be studied throughout life. No other book. Kim va para Iswarai, second sloka of Bhagavatam. What is the use of other literature? What is the use? Srimad Bhagavatam in itself is topmost. Kim va para Iswarai, sadhyo hrudi avarudyate tat kshana. This Bhagavat Puran is a spotless Puran. And that's why Lord Chaitanya did not have his himself write or have his disciple write any commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Our commentary is there, but that is way after Lord Chaitanya. Baldev Vidyabhushan, he wrote Vedanta Sutra commentary, Govinda Bhashya. It is called Govinda Bhashya. And it is written by Lord Govinda Dev in Jaipur himself. Krishna himself wrote this commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Lord Chaitanya did not even begin his sampradaya. He didn't want any sampradaya. He didn't want to be any acharya. He didn't want to be any separate thing than what already established by Vyasadeva and Krishna. He did not meant to have his own sampradaya. And that's why he did not endeavor for that. So this is Lord Chaitanya. So last 5-10 minutes I'll establish the different reasons. That's the lecture. Now the lecture is beginning. So let's begin the lecture. Starting Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is establishing Lord Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabhyate. All these three features of absolute truth, the topmost and very most elevated and understandable and one you can relate to is Bhagavan, and that Bhagavan is Krishna. And that Krishna, he developed some desire. Krishna can desire. We cannot restrict him not to desire certain way. Just like he desired, Eko Ham Bahushyam. He desired, I want to become many. He can desire and he became many. Well, that was for good reason he wanted to become many. It came out bad and material world was produced, created. That came out. Just like we create son and daughter, children, for good reason. They will enjoy, parents will enjoy. But down the road, it comes out to be very sour, children or whatever. So it's another subject. But he can desire, that's the point. So he desired that I want to understand my position. This is internal reason. The external reason, the first external reason is that he is very compassionate. Krishna is, that is his dharma. Krishna, like liquidity, is a dharma of water. Similarly, this compassion is the dharma of Krishna. You can't separate this compassionate nature of Krishna. Rasik Shekhar Krishna. Param Karun. He is Param Karun, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna is very compassionate, merciful. Param Karun. So this Karuna nature, most merciful nature of Krishna, we cannot separate from himself. And that's why he wanted to come in the age of Kali Yuga to teach his own devotional service by which living entity can become most fortunate and teach up to the topmost level, Madhurya, Ras. That was his desire. This is his reasons. He is very compassionate and he wanted to come in this Kali Yuga and give a real method of, or topmost method of worshipping Him. People were worshipping Him in different ways. We have seen that, all philosophy. And always afraid of Vedic injunctions. I'll go to hell. I'll go to hell. So Krishna wanted to give them something different in form of Lord Chaitanya, that Raganuk Bhakti, which is not dependent on any rules and regulation to worship Krishna, by which one living entity can go very, very close to Krishna. Krishna becomes very equal. He forgets his Bhagavata, his supremacy. So there is internal reason why he appeared, and there are external reason why he appeared. It is in beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela. You can read through that. So the external reason is that Apani Achari Prabhu Jive Rasikai, that by his own example, Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach general populace how you can worship Lord Krishna along with Radharani in topmost conjugal loving affairs with spontaneous Raganuk Bhakti, not Vaidhi Bhakti or other Vaidic rules and regulations and being afraid of Narka, not spontaneous Raganuk Bhakti. And the external reason is that he wanted to propagate easiest method of coming to that Raganuga Bhakti by congregationally chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then the internal reason is that he wanted to understand his position as a supreme enjoyer, and that he wanted to establish how one can reciprocate with him in topmost loving exchanges as a madhurya ras in Vipralamba Seva, and in the mood of Radharani and Gopis. And then the internal reason, third, is that he wanted to realize the transcendental topmost love. He wanted to experience and realize that love of Radharani in Mahabhav, in Madanakhya Mahabhav. Mahabhav is only can be experienced by Radharani and his chief Sakhis and Madhendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya, like that. It is restricted to them only. Nobody else can realize this topmost mellow of Madhurya Ras except Radharani and Sakhis. So, Lord Krishna has to take the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. Then and only then Krishna can realize that how much Radharani is enjoying Krishna's transcendental love. So he has to accept that mood, and that is Lord Chaitanya. Krishna accepting mood of Radharani equal to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is none other than Krishna, none other than Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, none other. So we don't have to become like very close-minded that how Lord Chaitanya can become Radha Krishna or Krishna. Why other sampradaya, everybody is claiming their acharya to be Krishna, and here also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as Krishna. But here you can see the vivid reason that Krishna, he takes the mood of Radharani, that's all. And then that Krishna in the mood of Radharani enjoys that transcendental mellow, topmost, Radha Krishna, Pranaya Virakti Ahaladini Sakti Rasmat, the slokas, very important sloka. That Lord Chaitanya became one again, Radha and Krishna became one, Namami. So that Lord Chaitanya I am offering my obeisances to. Anarpita Charit Chiram, Karunaya, Unnata Ujvala Rasasva, Bhaktim Sriyam. So please understand, try to understand Lord Chaitanya. He doesn't want to establish any sampradaya. He doesn't want to become acharya. He doesn't want to. He is chana avatar. He is the covered incarnation of Krishna. Maharaj Nimi, hearing from Karbhajan in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chana avatar. That is Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Varnam, Tvisham Krishna, Sangopangastha Parsadam. All these slokas, important slokas. But we don't have much time and I didn't able to even get into this depth. Beginning, I should begin with these slokas actually. But whatever we came up with. So I'll pause here. Any question? I'm over. Any? Yes, Prabhuji?
Nicely explained about this Achintra Veda Veda, that where we are qualitatively one with Krishna, but quantitatively different. But at the same time, during last Sunday lecture, we also talked about Krishna has 64 qualities, Lord Narayan has 60, and Lord Shiva has 55, and living beings also have less. So these two statements seem to be a little contradictory.
No, it is not a contradiction, but we cannot develop those quality into fullest extent because of our minute, marginal nature. Veda, Ved, Prakash, Jiv, Tathasta, Sakti, Ved, Ved, Prakash. So due to our minute nature, we cannot manifest all qualities at the same time to the fullest extent. We have all those 64 qualities. We have, but we are not able to manifest them. It is not in our potency. We have to see our limitation. We have a limitation. What is that limitation? We are very, very minute. That is our limitation. We have those 64 qualities. We cannot manifest them all to the fullest extent, like Krishna. Even those 50 qualities, or 40 qualities, or 32 qualities, whatever living entity has, even those qualities we cannot manifest in fullest extent. What to talk about 64? Because of our minute, marginal nature. Any another question?
Is it 50 qualities that we cannot manifest, or you said also that we have 64 qualities that we cannot manifest? Which one?
64. We have a 64 qualities, but we cannot, in other words, we are qualitatively one with Krishna. That means all qualities that Krishna has, we have Sachidanand. Qualities, these 64 qualities are kala, means it is an art of manifesting different qualities, art. It's a kala, it's a qualities. In other words, Rupa Goswami is scrutinizing those qualities as arts.
Art,
like we have art of playing, or we have art of drawing, or we have art of... So Krishna has art of playing flute to the topmost level, and Krishna is all beautiful, all these special qualities. We are beautiful also. So in other words, not to get into detail because I don't have much time, we cannot manifest the all quality to the fullest extent, which Krishna can. This is the difference we are talking about. Any other?
Yeah, you mentioned that after writing a lot of literature, Vyasa has written the Bhagavad Puran. So what was the motivation, you know, to write after writing so much literature, to write the Bhagavad Puran?
So up to Bhagavad Puran, the literature was written and for four objects of life, for swartha or artha, yato purushartha, artha, purushartha, and that is dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. The ultimate goal is to become liberated. That is enunciated by all the acharya up to Lord Chaitanya, or up to Lord Chaitanya, you can say. Moksha is a topmost thing one should achieve. Going back to home, back to Godhead. Or those five mokshas. But Srimad Bhagavatam is going beyond and offering you that transcendental loving exchange, topmost madhurya ras, the topmost prem ras, the topmost mellow. Bhagavatam is giving you the loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees, and how living entity can also have that loving exchange. So that is only in Bhagavatam, not other Vedic literature up till now, up till Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is spotless Puran, kicked out, cheating religion, dharma prajita kaitava. It is kicked out, all this dharma, artha, kama, moksha. It is beyond that, and that is love, and loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees and living entities. So Bhagavad Purana is the topmost Vedic literature, top, even more than Vedas, Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, and corollary literature, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra, topmost Vedic literature. Essence of all Vedic literature. Bhasyanam, Brahma Sutranam. It is a Brahma Samhita. Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam. This is most dear literature to Vaishnavas, who are the topmost transcendentalist. So that is Bhagavad Purana. I have gone well over my time. Sorry. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaur Purnima Maha Mahasav ki. Gaur Premanandi.